Yo, today's QOD is love is absolutely invincible. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Les Brown back on the show today. He's going to talk about the power of being a more loving person, the most loving version of you. And he's also going to encourage you to, you know, whatever you do, put a little more love into it. Les Brown, he's coming up.
Here's something I encourage you to do. Whatever you do, do it in a consciousness of love. See, if you love what you do, and if you decide to love people, to make wherever you are an experience of love, just decide to be a loving person, regardless if the people you're around are loving or not. See, I've never read anywhere where they say God has love. I've never read that. How does it go? What is it? God is love, not that God has love. Now, if we are the children of God, we are the offsprings of God, then we are what? Love. See, love is not an emotion. Love is not something you can give. You can't give love. You must be love. You've got to be a loving person. So as you operate in that consciousness, and this comes not just overnight with enlightenment or insight or just someone recommending that, but with practice. Practice and practice and practice and doing it and doing it and doing it and working consciously. How do you do that? With all of the evil things and evil people, how do you do that? Well, one of the things is we've got to practice to be non-judgmental, to suspend judgment. That if you can, in the midst of where you are, I know a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey in Chicago, when I go there to do my training, he's a quadriplegic. He used to be a bitter young man. He's involved in a car accident and is paralyzed. Cannot move his neck. He's quadriplegic, complete. He used to be very bitter, very angry. He decided to become a loving person as a result of Jeffrey's decision. Jeffrey's life has taken a dramatic turn. He is now an inspiration and a blessing to other people. There are people who say, wait a minute. And I know one guy in particular who's always a cynical, negative guy, and I introduced him to Jeffrey. He said, if this guy could be pleasant and loving and have a smile on his face, how can I worry about this little stuff I'm worried about? How can I allow life to get next to me? How can I talk about being depressed when I can get up and move around and walk around? And Jeffrey can't do that, and he's confined to this wheelchair. Jeffrey has decided in a spirit of love to make his life a blessing to other people. He's going back to school. He writes with a pencil in his mouth. He is determined. Sometimes he becomes a little frustrated. Sometimes he does get a little depressed, but he doesn't allow it to keep him there. He's a loving spirit. You can feel it in his consciousness just being around him. You can look at him and feel good inside. He's an inspiration to the people that come in contact with his life. That's a decision that he has made. And I feel that we can all make that decision. And through practice of being loving and giving out what we want, that we can become that kind of person in spite of the circumstances. Emmett Fox said, love is absolutely invincible. He said that there is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer, no disease that enough love will not heal, No door that enough love will not open. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. No sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake, a sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. And he ends it in a scripture that says, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Decide to be a loving experience in life. That whatever work you have to do, do it lovingly. That whatever relationships that you have, just decide to be more loving, more giving, more caring, more concerned, more sensitive than you've ever been before. But what if you don't get it back? It would be great if you get it back. It would be great. But don't count on it. You might get it back and you might not. But don't let someone else determine who you're going to be. Be who you are. Give what you want. Why? Because you want it back? No. Do it because that's who you are. Do it because that's how you've decided to live your life. Do it because it gives your life a sense of fulfillment and worth and self-respect. When we get off center, when we allow people or circumstances to determine whether or not we are loving because of the way they treat us or because of what we are experiencing, then we are not operating at cause in our lives. We are not controlling our destiny. We're not determining what happens to us and for us. And that's the power that we have been given, the power to choose ye this day. Whom will you serve? Who will you serve? Those negative feelings and emotions, anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness, it's about being who you are, being true to you. I say, as you look at life, here's something I like what Charles Fillmore said. At age 94, you're talking about somebody that loved life, and all of us are familiar with this, but I read it and it gives me a chill. And it says, I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm as I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me. I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me. And I say, as you leave here and as you go toward your goals and your dreams, spring forth with a mighty faith to write the book that ought to be written by you, to sing the song that ought to be sung by you, to start the business that ought to be started by you, to help the people that ought to be helped by you, to make the difference in our society that ought to be made by you. Determine, what is my life work? What is the work that I ought to do? How is it that I can make my life a great experiment? How is it that I can make the contribution that I showed up to give something that when I go to sleep at night, I can feel good within myself and know that I've given life my very best? And one last step, I think, in the area of self-fulfillment, and that is that you must live in a spirit and an attitude of gratitude.
That was Les Brown. His website is lesbrown.com. You can check out today's entire talk on an audio program. You can find it audible.com called The Ultimate Les Brown Library. All right, my friend, I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Oh, we got an oldie but goodie tomorrow from Keith Harrell. Your attitude is your life. Have a super fantastic day. I'm out. Peace.